Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we head to Helsinki to hear the story of the brutalist high-rise of Meri Haka. Our correspondent, Petri Burtsov, tells us about one of the city's most unloved buildings.
The grim-looking brutalist high-rises of Meri Haka stand out like a sore thumb from the neoclassical skyline of seaside Helsinki. These grey concrete towers are frowned upon by most of the city's residents. They're an agonizing reminder of an era of Soviet influence, of one-size-fits-all approach to architecture, when self-expression and individualism were not in vogue. If it were put to a public poll, these buildings would be the first ones to be demolished. There is, however, one group of people who passionately love Meri Haka, the people who live there. To them, Meri Haka has it all. A tranquil yet central location by the sea, affordable prices, good services, and above everything else, a sense of community that most other parts of Helsinki lack. Completed in 1974, Meri Haka is a standout example of the architectural ideals of the time. Most of its 2,400 residents live in apartments very similar to one another. To its architects Peter Bieber, Arvi Ilonen and Sulla Savolainen, this egalitarian approach was a rebellion against Alvar Aalto and other famous architects of the time, whose style had come to be regarded as somewhat elitist. This new socially conscious architecture sat well with the political realities of the time. The left-wing parties dominated Finnish politics, and the long-serving Social Democrat Prime Minister Kalevi Sorsa loved Meri Haka so much that he moved there soon after it was completed and lived there until his death 3 decades later. But it was also the social need for urban housing that dictated the way Meri Haka was built. Finland at the time was urbanizing at a rapid pace. Industrialization meant that more and more people were moving into Helsinki. The new working class could now afford private cars, which posed its own challenges to urban planning. In Meri Haka, the architects had found a solution that to this day is one of its most loved features. The architects divided Meri Haka into decks. On the street level, there is a large parking space through which both cars and buses pass. The deck above is reserved for the residents. Atmosphere there is serene and tranquil. Kids have play areas and they can run around freely without the need for their parents to worry about them running under a car. There are bars with seating outside, a grocery shop, a pharmacy and a restaurant. One of Meri Haka's distinct features is its height. Almost all of central Helsinki consists of low-rise buildings of not more than 5 or 6 floors at most. Meri Haka's tallest buildings, in turn, have 14 floors, providing their residents something that most of Helsinki lacks: views. And because the buildings are so high, their residents spend a rather long time inside the lifts. This means you bump into your neighbors and have time to chat with them. This, coupled with the upper deck meant for socializing, has fostered a strong sense of community among the Meri Haka residents. Most of them know one another. They do things together, such as urban gardening or organize cultural events. In fact, a group of residents called Mahtava Meri Haka, or Marvelous Meri Haka, was granted the City of Helsinki Cultural Award last year for organizing exhibitions and concerts inside the area and, in the words of city administration, showing that concrete can come alive. While most of Helsinki's residents never venture into Meri Haka and would never choose to move there, those who do never choose to leave. Many of the residents are originals who moved there in 1974 and have stayed ever since. Then there are the artists, the young creatives, and the families with kids who value the safety and tranquility of the location. So here's hoping that Meri Haka will never be torn down. Historical layers make cities interesting and unique. Meri Haka is a throwback to a period in Finnish history that was the heyday of Nordic egalitarianism, a utopia that was undone by the economic liberalization of the 1990s and the consequent onset of class society. The world didn't turn out like the architects of Merihaka wanted it to, but let's at least remember their dreams.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Petri Burtsov for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.